It was a good game the other night. It was close. There wasn't much between the two sides. Unfortunately for us, Brackley just nicked it. But long way to go, and there's a lot of encouragement for us from that performance in particular.
It's a very different challenge this coming weekend, really. Port Hinckley have been going through the mill a bit.
They have, but you know, we'll take nothing for granted. You go there. I know Eggsy, and nobody's ever had an easy game against him, certainly as a player, and he'll take that into management. So we've got to be on our guard, and we've got to concentrate on ourselves and do things right. And if we do things right, we should win the game. But it's there's no givens, and we know we're in for another tough game.
I mean, people look at it, I think they've won 1 in 13 and have lost all 6 at home so far. But as you say, those are tricky games. Sooner or later, that record's going to go, isn't it, for them? They're going to win one.
They're going to beat somebody, yeah. And they'll beat the team that go there and take it for granted and don't have the right attitude and maybe get sloppy. And we're the next team up for them. We've got to be on our guard that team's not us.
It's a club you know well. It must sadden you a bit to see them in, going through the problems they've been going through.
It does, yeah. And I think it's... you know, unfortunately for Hinckley, they're probably paying the price now for a club probably living and spending beyond their means, which is sad. But you know, they're not the only club. But on a positive note, the new board there seem to have been open and transparent with the supporters, and you know, they hopefully will get a grip of it and come back again, which is you know, what we all want. You know, we don't like to see clubs struggle, and I certainly don't, especially when it's one of my old clubs.
You've been taking a look at Robin Holbrook. What's the latest there?
Well, Rob trained with us in pre-season, in recovering from a cruciate knee ligament injury, and he felt the knee wasn't quite right, so he felt he needed to go away and have another couple of months rehab. He's done that now, wants to give it another go, and he's back training with us, so we'll see how that develops in the next couple of weeks.
Fair dues to him for going away for a couple of months. It'd be very easy to have got a pre-season gig with you to think, well, I'll take a risk and, you know, let's see if I can get a contract.
Yeah, but you know, Rob's he's very experienced and he's a proper professional, and he was very open with us. He said, look, you know, appreciate you giving me the chance and the opportunity, but the knee's not right, so I'm going to go away, do some more work, and then I'll come back, because I want to do myself justice. So respect him for that, and we've kept in touch. Myself and Matt and Rob, and he's ready to give it another go now, so hopefully it'll pay dividends by being a little bit patient with him.